Students and youth, rise up, rise up. Students and youth, rise up, rise up. The people of the world, rise up, rise up. The people of the world, rise up, rise up. Students and youth, rise up, rise up. Students and the youth, rise up, rise up.
Yo, little Khadija pops his lock. She wanna pop the lock, but prison ain't nothing but a private stop. And she be dreaming about his date of release. She hates the police, but loved by her grandma who hugs and kisses her. Her father's a political prisoner, free Fred, son of a panther that the government shot dead back in 12/4/1969. 4 o'clock in the morning, it's terrible, but it's fine, cause Fred Hampton Jr. looks just like him, walks just like him, talks just like him, and it might be frightening the feds and the snitches. See him organize the gang, brothers and sisters, so he had to be framed, yo. You know how the game go, 18 years because the 5-0 said so. They said he set a fire to an A-Rap store, but he ignited the minds of the young, black, and poor. Behind enemy lines, punches to cellmates. Most of the youth never escaped the jail fate. Super maximum cast will advance their game plan to keep us in the hands of the man locked up.
Cuando yo llamo es como tú no me quieres escuchar. No he visto mis hijos, mi mujer, no me mandan retratos, no tengo dinero. Estoy aquí jodido en la cárcel, metido.
You ain't gotta be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 a day, up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box, just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy
you ain't gotta be locked up to be in prison. Look how we living. 30,000 a day, up in the bin. Standard routine, they put us in a box, just like our life on the block.
Behind enemy lines.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. I'm Leanne, one of today's hosts, and joining me today in the studio are Sean Smith.
Hey, this is Sean, what's up?
And Luis Reyes.
The deal, New York City.
And our wonderful engineer, of course, Errol Maitland. And the track that you just heard was Behind Enemy Lines by Dead Prez, along with a little bit of Mike GW at the front end. He's one of our collective members. And that song was just a reminder to everyone to check out the Black Panther Film Festival next week.
On today's show, we'll hear Nail Geiser's interview with pro-Palestinian student activist Charlotte Cates.
Joining us in the studio later will be Mark Rush and Brenda Batista from the newly formed Bushy School for Social Justice. They'll be telling us about what they're doing to get ready for their first year. But first, here's a roundup of some current youth news.
Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch released reports criticizing the conduct of the Indonesian military in its campaign against the independence movement in Aceh. Earlier this month, a military court in Aceh sentenced Muhammad Nazar to 5 years in prison for, quote, spreading hatred against the government. Authorities arrested Nazar for organizing protests at the Aceh Referendum Information Center, a student group calling for a referendum on Aceh's independence. In contrast, the Associated Press reports that a military tribunal in Aceh sentenced Indonesian soldier Private Seprianus Lau Webang to 3.5 years for sexually assaulting 2 Aceh students. The charge of rape carries the maximum penalty of 12 years. The head of Indonesia's Human Rights and Legal Aid Association calls the tribunals a, quote, whitewash. A lesbian guard awaits sentencing on sexual harassment charges. Sean Smith reports.
A New Jersey jury will sentence a female prison guard for harassment next Friday. Janika White was a guard at Passaic County Juvenile Detention Center. An 18-year-old female detainee accused her of sexual molestation. White is a lesbian. She was 24 years old during the alleged incident. The initial conviction of misconduct could have led to 10 years incarceration. Kenyan youth fight proposed anti-terrorism bill. Leanne reports.
Youth activists in Nairobi burned U.S. flags in the streets last week to protest a recently proposed anti-terrorism bill. They demanded that Justice Minister Kuratu Murungi drop the bill or else face continuing actions. The bill is viewed as an effort to impose a U.S. political agenda on Kenya. It gives the minister power to declare any organization terrorist. In addition, police can detain anyone who is dressed like a terrorist. Demonstrators are concerned that the bill does not protect accused terrorists who are assaulted by law enforcement. Activists, including members of several student organizations, will converge again on August 8th to urge Parliament to reject the bill. The White House is trying to woo Arab youth with American culture. Luis Reyes reports.
Hey, yo, check it. President Bush is releasing a new magazine this week targeting young people in the Middle East. According to the Independent of London, HIVE, the Arab language magazine, is seeking to influence young anti-American Arabs. Many young people in the Middle East have demonstrated against the war in Iraq. With tensions already building against the thousands of American soldiers stationed in the region of the Middle East, many also demonstrate against the U.S. support in Israel. Now, the Bush administration monthly magazine is seeking to bring U.S. and Arab people together with celebrity profiles and music features. Some consider the $2 magazine featuring jazz musician Norah Jones to be another piece of slick propaganda from the Bush administration. The annual budget for the magazine is $4.2 million. The Bush administration is also planning a bigger media attack by spending $62 million in the Rediban, an Arabic language television network. And finally, a gay student wins justice in Arkansas. Here is Danielle to tell us all about it.
Last Friday in Arkansas, an out-of-court settlement officially cleared the record of 14-year-old Thomas McLaughlin. The Pulaski County School District disciplined McLaughlin for speaking about his sexual orientation in class. McLaughlin also alleges that teachers sat him down, recited biblical passages condemning homosexuality, and that administrators called his parents to tell them that he is gay. The settlement also provides $25,000 to compensate McLaughlin for harassment and violating his privacy. And that's some of the news affecting you today. This is Daniel Tazerpin, Rise Up Radio.
Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, and I'm Sean Smith. The track you just heard was Gone Before Your Home by La Tigre.